That's what they're talking about. Genesis 36 doesn't mention a right for kids. Now, you're like the earlier chapter, it does, Tom. Genesis 36 does not mention a right for kids. That's correct. It's not quoting Genesis 1, 3. That's what I said last time. Not quoting Genesis 1, 3. Now, you go back to 17. It's quoting Joel 2:32. Now, the comma there, you see the comma? Now, when you look over and over, that's the first part of the passage. That's probably the Acts 2:21, it's probably a different thing. But I recite the last part. Who the Lord shall call. That's what's quoted in Acts 2:39. And that's the call to deliver salvation. So, we come back to quote Joel 2. The promise in Acts 2:39 has to include salvation. It can't just be the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, look at the article. The promise of Acts 2:39 includes the permission to say salvation and the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's just a connected by hand and that's why it's sensational. But it's such a great gift of the Holy Spirit. We all know that's not true. We know that's not true. We're going to be back to the Lord's permission to say it. It's for today. For everybody. Therefore, the gift of the Holy Spirit has to be for today, for everybody. If this being admitted last night, so the miraculous is not universal. It was only for that being that only to the select few back then. The gift of the Holy Spirit cannot be referred to the miraculous. It has to be referred to something else. If this is the promise we received, it can't be referred to the representative of Israel, which is the promise of God. The Lord's main rest is the personal, non-practice, New Testament indwelling that's spoken of in John 7:38-39. And then he says, I challenged you last night, how do you know Luke 11:13 that the Holy Ghost is eternal? And he says, well, the same way you know that when you're stepping up to one of the second brothers, it's a healthy. Well, that's what I told you, I did. When I get to the back of the second brother, do you think I should be able to put that on me and leave it there just as far as? Like, do you know Luke 11? No, I did not tell him last night. How do I know? In 1 Corinthians 11:27, it says, the drink, the cup. Then we don't know drink the container. So we know that the container must be being used for the container. And that's a very common figure of speech. You mention the container to talk about the thing that's being contained. Just like, for example, in basketball, you might have some people who are on the bench. You might say, I'm in the newspaper to the bench for 12 points last night for the Hawks. Does that mean that the bench for the bench for 12 points? No. A container for the container, the bench for the player to sit on it. But how do we know that we're talking about the standard which is a sermon? Without any proof, like you don't really say no, we should go back to prove it. Ephesians 1:13-14, this is what I've been trying to point out to. He keeps insisting that which, in the first part of verse 13, he has to go back to word, verse 14. By the law, Christ not given, he just ignored those and keeps saying the grammar. That's a grammar command. The great word translates which is again Ephesians 1:14. It is masculine in my half manuscript. That's Mr. Hacker, yes. My half manuscript is new. Okay? And Bruce Master comments that it's hard to tell if it started out as a masculine or the new host or host. It's hard to tell which one was the first one when it got changed by the same. But what the father claims is that it either started out where it matches the Holy Spirit, the last man said, the last man. Or, I'm not sure I'm saying this right, or you have an attraction to the word earnest, which comes a little later. I should get this just reading on this from Genesis 6. In the general society, when a copy of all that hope, hope, or a certain group of gender, do not appear, or when a hope of any hope, but attraction to the gender, and all that, there's the first word for earnest, which is the first word for according to the usual meaning. And we have to clear off the table, not for to show that this is about the same thing as the group. Look at the other verses besides the last season that help on it.
Thank you.